Hi guys, welcome back to the Tacticos. Hope you're all good. We haven't really uploaded an episode in quite a while, so apologies, but Jen's been away, so I think it's just key for us, especially starting it up fresh, just to kind of get us both on the podcast at the same time. But Jen, there's a lot to talk about, mostly kind of obviously the fixtures just gone, fixtures coming up. VAR is definitely a talking point right now, especially with the, I'm not too sure if you've seen it, but Howard Webb coming out and talking on a few of the issues, funnily enough, to Michael Owen. But let's get into it. Where do you want to start?
Oh, I'm not too sure, man. Like, it's the same old shit, isn't it, with the VAR? There's just no consistency. Mm-hmm. I think that's the fundamental issue, right? Obviously, there are favourable teams that get results more so or more decisions towards them than others. And that's very clear in just since VAR has probably come out, you know, for the last probably like 2 years or so. But yeah, like Howard Webb coming out and obviously like just saying this is wrong, that's wrong. Like, yeah, fair enough, cool. But nothing seems to be happening there after, you know, they just seem to be going, yeah, that's wrong, should have done better, and that's it. You know, like, there should be some sort of consequence for it. Obviously, these guys need more training. They don't want to kind of outsource the referees from another league because they want to kind of keep it English only, you know, like that, kind of keep it. So, I don't really know. Like, I think that Ange, the Spurs manager, he was like, get rid of it, you know, because they don't know how to use it. It's causing more issues than anything. Yeah, you used to have like controversies before, but, you know, like there wasn't too much back then, and you don't really have like this kind of software or, you know, this kind of system where they can rely on and still get it wrong. So he's like, you know, common sense will prevail. We suspend it for X period of time until we can kind of properly learn how to use it. Maybe the referees get that kind of training on there as well, and then maybe they get the correct individuals at the top to kind of relay the information back down as well.
Thing is, I mean, obviously we have that Champions League, which obviously uses a different system, right? And it's just so, the way they do it and the way they show offsides is so clean. Like, it's just, do you know what I mean? It's so clear to see. There's no hesitation. There's no kind of gray area with what the system's saying. There's not even, you don't even need people to kind of even look at it, really. None of this kind of check complete nonsense. None of these terminologies used in their kind of, I don't know what they use, in their book or whatever you want to call it. But it just makes it so clean for them to just decide whether it's onside or offside. I don't know what I understand about the Prem, especially. Obviously, you've known about this thing about refs going to like UAE to do games and stuff like that. And now I think the FA has just come out and kind of made a ruling on that they can't go out and ref outside of the UK regarding obviously friendlies and whatnot. But don't you think that must have had a huge factor on obviously decisions made, and considering I think it's Newcastle, obviously definitely City are out there in terms of owners and stuff. So I can definitely, if they're paying them good money, they can definitely have an impact on their decision making, on what the teams are refereeing, what games they're refereeing. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's the people behind it. It's not, obviously the system's bad enough, but it's not, I think it's more so about the people behind it. Yeah, in terms of obviously, I like the Champions League way they do it, because it's just more cleaner, it's more definite, you can just kind of see it from the line on rather than from some weird ass angle. And sometimes they don't draw lines, sometimes they do the wrong lines. It's just too much to really think about. But yeah, I agree, man, it's nonsense, it's just nonsense. But what about this thing where Carragher was saying about bringing refs in from other leagues and not using essentially Premier League refs?
Well, just generally, I think we've been talking about that for time, but they won't do it, right? Because if you want to be the best league in the world, you have to kind of get the best refs in as well. You know, we've got the best managers, we've got the best staff. the only thing that things that seems to be fucking it up is the people that are controlling the game, you know, and that's the referees. So, you know, yeah, you're right. You have to kind of bring them in, but they won't do that. You know, it's a simple kind of fact. But obviously, coming back onto that software or the tech, you know, we've seen a country that has no presence on football, and they're probably the best at VAR. You know, and that's Qatar. You know, they've gone and invested so much money on like VAR systems, everything as such. Premier League is now adding all this time on, where at the time when the World Cup was going on, everyone was like, "What the fuck is this? You know, why are you adding so much time on? It's all kind of like fixed." And now we're doing it here, so it just shows how lagged and how far behind we are. The most lucrative league, the amount of money that's flowing around, they could easily up it. You know, like I said before, probably many a times as well, that football controversies makes money. You know, like if you get rid of all controversial decisions, you have basically nothing to talk about. The game kind of just becomes a very clean game. Probably in the betting side, things miss out, things lose out. You know, and there's massive influences on that side as well. So these things, I think they're just there to stay. You'll always get controversies for that reason, because money makes it tick. And I think, like, I think it was Clattenburg, I spoke about it last time. There were certain players you couldn't give a yellow card at certain points in the game because of like certain bets that were kind of going in play. And then he was also saying stuff like, you know, towards the end of the game, it could be 3-0 to someone. You know, if someone falls in the box, you know, he's kind of more inclined to give that penalty because there could be certain bets where it's like both teams score, no clean sheet. So it just shows, you know, that we think the game is as clean as what we see, but it's definitely not as such.
I think it's going back on your point about giving certain times, not booking players at a certain time or whether it's too early in the game and stuff like that, right? It kind of leads on nicely to what obviously Arsenal playing City over the weekend. And obviously Kovacic for the first one was given a yellow. Rightly or wrongly, so fair enough, okay, fine. But the second one's happened so quickly, I think it was within 5 minutes, the second one happening. And him not even being able to get another yellow, considering that foul is worthy of a yellow card. So why this is why I don't understand the inconsistency of not booking players correctly, regardless of whether it's too early on in the game. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
That's been going on for time, that kind of stuff. You know, like there's certain teams that get privileges. Man City and Liverpool always. I think last couple of years when Firmino was there, Mane, you know, then they're not playing football, bruv. They're playing wrestling. You know, Firmino, the amount of two-footed tackles this guy does, like studs on the knee, Mane with his elbows, they get away with it time and time again. You know,
Money's all over
they've
the
had VAR all the time. You know, like not once has it ever been caught. Not once has it ever been kind of spoken about. It's just fine. You know, like let's just put it under the rug. You know, and it's just there are agendas for certain teams, and unfortunately, kind of like it swings that way. And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. You know, and when one decision goes wrong against those teams, like the Man City and Liverpool's. It's such a big fucking hoo-ha that they're so smart in the way they kind of ploy it into the media, and they just apply pressure back onto the referees. Like what you've seen with Klopp. He's asking for a fucking replay, bruv. You know, like you might as well replay that Champions League final in Istanbul because Jerzy Dudek was about 2 yards off the line in every single penalty. So where is the line? Then you might as well start going back like hundreds of years and like start replaying everything. But that's just stupid. The mistake is done. It's done now, but you've seen the next game against Brighton penalty. Szoboszlai, I think, in the box. There's barely any contact to him. He's gone and flopped on the floor, and they've given a ref. I mean, given a pen. Why? Because the pressure is there. There's so much
Basically,
pressure now.
weeks,
Any decision, yeah. So like, if it's a 50-50, or if it's something that's 75%. Going the other way in terms of the right decision, the referee is now more inclined to give the favourable decisions towards Liverpool. And that is the way those teams do it. Now, if Man City get a wrong decision come their way, you will see the same thing happen to them as well. Pep will come out on a crazy one on the media. You know, he'll amplify the pressure on his side. Next game, something will happen and that's it, boom. You know, that same tackle that Szoboszlai got a penalty for against Brighton, Gabriel done the same thing to Højlund in the Emirates game. And that was way, like, a million times worse. And there's nothing given for that. I'm not saying that was a penalty, but it wasn't given. But if you're saying that's not a penalty, then that's not a penalty as well then. So you just keep it consistent. You can't just have one penalty and then one not a penalty. And like you said, one challenge is a red card, one is nothing. You know, so there's a lot of things that kind of ploy into a game. And like you said, when it's a big game like that, they don't want to send players off because there's too much pressure from other sides. You know, like, luckily you guys won anyway, but
yeah,
the talking point is not as much as what it probably would have been if it was a draw or maybe Man City won.
But this is the thing, there's so much pressure from the media to kind of like, especially like if you consider like Sky Sports and all these things about making it a spectacle and making it like high scoring or whatever it is. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they know that if there's a red card early, it kind of just does the game early. But that shouldn't be in the reasoning of about why someone should get sent off or not. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Someone might as well just punch someone in the first minute and be like, nah, it's too early in a big game. Be like, don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay. There's 9 minutes to play. I'll just see if someone else punches someone else in the 45th minute. And we'll sort it out. I mean, there's no consistency. There's a red in the first minute.
Yeah, it's just jarring, man. Like, just talking about the same shit, like, over and over again. It just never seems to be like a simple game, you know. And it's just, you just get fed up of it.
We love conversation. Yeah, it'll definitely come up again. 2 weeks' time, trust me, after this international break, something will happen in the media. The thing is, it's one of the ones where, before I kind of we finish on this topic, yeah, it's like, oh, at 3 o'clock, it's the consistency of the ref, because we'll see like one incident in one game at 3 o'clock, given a yellow, but another one should be like a red for the same challenge, essentially. So
they've just complicated the game in terms of rules. They've added so many layers for it, for the referee's perspective. You look at that Dermot fucking O'Leary or whatever that guy's fucking name is.
Gallagher,
yeah, it's fucking waste, man, that guy. But I don't even know why that guy even has a job, like, for them to even ask his opinion. It's a fucking joke. I've only seen one person ever go at him, and that was Paul Merson last week.
Paul Merson
absolutely rinsed him, and everyone else just happily just listens to him and takes his shit. Oh, is that Mike Dean? Yeah, so, like, he's probably the only person to ever go toe-to-toe with the ref, but every other pundit, they fucking hate that shit, all the like, issues. They just happily have a easy conversation with him, and it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you want 1 minute you're saying something else, then when you come in front of them, you're just fucking having this completely different stance of topic of conversation, you know. But it's a load of shit. I think for the last like 3 years or something, I think, like, I was reading this stat how, like, they're showing like penalties per touches or touches in the box per penalty received, and like, we have the highest amount of touches, then we receive a penalty. So we're the least favorable team to get a penalty in all fact. So, but as a fan, I've seen so many chances or so many decisions where there should have been a penalty never given. I can't remember the last time we fucking got even a penalty. Even if we do fucking get a penalty, they fucking make such a big fucking hoo-ha out of it. Like, they'll, like, take every angle of it. It'll be all over the fucking media. Oh, that Rashford fucking penalty, bro, against Nottingham Forest. Yeah, his knee got fucking clipped. They show fucking about 50 fucking angles of it. You can see his fucking knee getting clipped. And everyone's like, it's a fucking dive. Are you fucking dumb, bro? There's contact there.
And,
we won 3-2. Yeah, same weekend. Yeah, Szoboszlai dive.
Yeah, was.
This guy fucking flopped like a fish, and there's no discussion on that, but there's
Yeah,
discussion on
that's
that.
one thing that annoys me. The supposed like one was so bad, like.
This is what I mean. There's certain teams that they can do anything and everything, and no media attention will ever come towards them at like.
Anfield, like you know, at Anfield, yeah, they're gonna get something. Like it's just one of
Yeah.
them. It's just one of them things. This is it's.
McAllister's red card. He got fucking sent off. Two footer or high foot. I have never fucking seen a red card get overturned from a ban. So once it's given, I've seen teams appeal for it, but I've never seen the ban being uplifted. The
Was that
fucking ban got uplifted.
Bournemouth? I was at
I
Anfield.
think it was at,
Was
yeah, it was
that?
at Anfield. Same game. His ban got uplifted, McAllister's. But I've never seen a fucking player who's been red carded get their ban uplifted. I've seen so many players get red cards that you're thinking, that's a fucking joke. And the
Yeah.
guy's suspended for the next game or whatever it is, maybe next three games after that. Nothing happens, you know. But this time they decided to fucking be like, yeah, it was a wrong fucking decision. Let's fucking uphold it and reverse the decision. But they are favourable teams, and obviously the favourable teams are where they are. You know, they're the last like 3 4 years.
Yeah, here's what it is. Let's leave Barman. It's a new symphony. Here's what it is. But where do you want to go to next? We can go to upcoming fixtures. We can talk about the Premier League so far. Obviously, 8 games done. There's kind of wherever you want to go with it, to be fair. If we talk about where the Premier League is right now, after 8 games, Spurs are top of the table and just doing a sick job. People are kind of obviously considering they've played, have they played the bottom four or the three promoted teams and
They played us, they played you,
played Luton.
played Liverpool. They've had hard fixtures, so fair play.
It's kind of a mixed bag, but they've played Luton, Burnley, Sheffield United.
They've had harder fixtures than you.
Nah.
You bought us and Tottenham. Who have you played?
City as well.
Oh yeah, City just now as well.
Yeah, so we played three. That's three big teams. We played Fulham. We've played Bournemouth.
Fulham at home.
Fulham at home, Bournemouth
Bournemouth
away.
away.
Who else we got?
It's
Who else?
probably relative. I'd say it's probably relative.
It's not, yeah, it's not too much difference. It's not like we've, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not chalk and cheese. It's quite close. But even then, our aims for this season are different to theirs. So that's why I take into consideration. And the fact, as a
What are your aims?
we should win the league, innit? We should win the league this season.
You have to win the league, man.
Well, considering now we've been City, we're definitely in the race to win the league.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever disputed that. I think the biggest, well, the people that dispute it the most are your own fan base.
As in what, disputing what our aims for the season.
Yeah.
The thing is now everyone's talking about, oh, we've got Champions League and we should rely on Champions League. I'm like, I get it. I've been in Champions League for a long time, but our aims in the Champions League are way different than what our aims are in the Prem.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Our Prem is to definitely, I mean, it's not even challenged because last year we challenged, but this year is basically to win it, and then the Champions League kind of can take care of itself. But yeah, I mean, minimum expectation for Champions League generally for kind of the big two clubs in England is what, quarterfinals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think given the
So
current setup, it's not really that hard, is it, to get
no, like where we are the eight, one of the eight best teams in Europe. Do you know what I mean? When you play it, so it's like it's not really progress if we get to the quarterfinals. Progress is more if we get to the semis, really. You know what I mean? Like,
and you've got quite an easy, well, you have an easy group.
yeah, I mean, we've lost to Lens, which obviously fair enough, cool, that happens. But
Yeah, it's not that deep in it because of how easy your group is, yeah.
we should top the group. Obviously, we've got back-to-back Sevilla games coming up. Away from home is obviously not. That's probably the hardest game
Yeah.
of every group game we've got. So as long as we get out there without losing, I think we should be fine. There shouldn't be really any problems. But we should win the league. Like, not should is a bit stronger, whatever you want to call it. We can win the league, most definitely. We're more likely to win the league this year than last year. That's the way I see it. So
I don't know, man, because like Liverpool looks strong this year, so they're, if you look at it probably in percentage wise, I'd probably say no, because
as in
last year it was just you and Man City. Mm. You spent most of the time at the top of the league.
Nah, I don't agree because last year it was only us and City, because we made it us and City.
Liverpool. Liverpool
dropped off hard. Like, that's why.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with you though, is it? If that's Liverpool dropped off hard.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That last season, the reason why it was only us two is because Liverpool fucked it. That's what I'm saying. So it's their fault that they weren't in the title race.
That's what I'm saying. It's easier. If you've got three teams going for the league.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got three teams going for the league compared to two. And the two, last season circumstance, you spent 75 to 80% top of the league.
Oh, no. Yeah, if we're talking about the season as a whole, but if we're looking at the start of the season last year.
Yeah, so like this season's going to be way harder. Like, not way harder, but it's going to be harder for sure.
Harder, yeah, for sure. Because
you've got Liverpool. Like, they seem to be back now, you know, with their kind of thing, relentlessness and kind of pushing teams forward and you know, just getting the results done. And they're just going to go strength from strength. You know, so they've been in that situation that of winning the league,
I actually, fighting them as well. I don't see the hype on Liverpool yet. You know, it's weird, but but the reason why I say this is because if we look at our starting 11, not even starting 11, but if we look at our squad depth in certain areas, we've got very good squad depth. If I look at their team, right back, they don't have anyone off. Trent gets injured, they have Gomez. And I don't think Gomez is a starting Premier League winning, you know what I mean, starting centre back, whatever it is. Sorry, right back. Then I look at the six, I'm thinking, okay, they're playing McAllister right now, he's looking dodgy. They play Endo, who they signed. Again, he's not going to be starting lineup, but they signed Endo. I don't have trust in him. I don't think Liverpool fans have trust in him to start. And then they're looking at possibly having, I don't know if you're going to mould Gravenberch into that position, but he has never played there really. So, and considering how key that position is for them previously with Fabinho and Henderson, I don't see that. That's one of my issues as well. If you're looking at the front six and their attacking players, cool. They're that's fine. But we all know that, like, strikers, attacking midfielders, wingers, all that, they don't win you titles. They win you games. The defence is what wins you titles. And our defence is stronger than this. Player for player, you can argue, okay, fine, theirs is better. That's fine. But as a unit, ours is stronger than their defence. So
I think, fair enough. But the midfield is not as poor as probably what you think. Like, They've gone to St. James's Park, 10 men, spent most of that game, 90% of the game, they've spent 10 men, and they've gone and won 2-1, you know, so that's fucking crazy shit, right? Going to that fucking stadium where it's popping, heaving. I can't see many teams, if any, do that. Spurs probably should have won.
They should have won.
Ten men went down to 9. They went down to 9 as well, like, at the end, so... Fucking imagine that. If they did win, they would have won the game with 9. Mm-hmm. So they've won less than the fucking thing. Again, away from home, not saying it's the same as Newcastle, but in-form Spurs. So they've got something about them that, I don't know, I don't think you probably... I've not seen it from you yet. You know, and I think where the games will show is, for example, if I take the comparative two, I've got Liverpool here and I've got Arsenal. If Liverpool go to the Etihad,
mm-hmm.
what is the percentage likelihood of them coming out with a result? And if Arsenal go to the Etihad, I would put my money more on Liverpool than Arsenal.
Is everyone fit?
I think from both sides, everyone's fit. Opposition, everyone's fit as well. Yeah. So I think just from a neutral perspective, in that stance, I can see them going there and getting a result. Purely because historically, their away form is just fucking phenomenal. Like, if they came to Old Trafford, I'm more scared of Liverpool coming to Old Trafford than Arsenal.
I can hear it.
Yeah. And then But those are the games that are going to win you the league. You know, you
Mm.
can't just win all your home games. You've already dropped so many points at home already. Fulham, like, I think there's another one in there somewhere as well that you might have dropped on.
Spurs,
Yeah,
two.
Spurs, yeah, you've dropped points. Now you're going to have to go away from home and
But
basically
our away record
be,
is good.
yeah, good against the other teams where theirs is good as well. You
Who
know,
did
so like,
we? I can't remember who we lost to. A top six. Oh, we lost to United actually, and we lost to City. We beat Chelsea. We beat Spurs. We beat even Newcastle if you want to put it in there. Anfield, we drew. We should have won at Anfield. Chelsea
Chelsea.
won last year. We don't won last year. So last year
Yeah,
our
so
record was, apart from you and City and Liverpool, obviously we drew, but we should have won that game. Even then, it's still all right. And I'll rate
but
our
I think obviously Liverpool last season shit, but
No, yeah, agreed.
this season, yeah, like it's gonna be a different animal. And I think obviously some of those teams that you've probably named may not have been ready for up for it, you know. Maybe it's a bit different circumstance this time. So I don't know. It's all to kind of play for, but I wouldn't write Liverpool out of it, not in a mild
No, I'm
light.
not. The thing is, it's weird one because obviously, you know, sometimes the people are going to Europa League and they're trying to mount a title challenge is harder because we argue about this Thursday, Sunday thing, right? Schedule.
Yeah.
You can also argue that in Champions League, especially for Arsenal this season, it's harder because we've actually got to make a title challenge and also be in a position where we're not looking like we're only fielding our weaker players in the Champions League because we need to make a statement in the Champions League, essentially. So it's kind of a catch 22 position for us as well. So I'd argue that, I mean, obviously as an Arsenal fan, I'm gonna consider Arsenal more of a title challenger than Liverpool. And obviously any Liverpool fans listening, they'll probably argue the other way, which is fair enough. But it's probably easier to say that we are both in a position to mount a title challenge more than anyone else, and probably just as equally.
Yeah,
The best way for us to obviously mount is probably to take advantage of City's obviously recent form. They've lost what three in the bounce, including the Carabao Cup. Take advantage of these situations that we normally don't. They don't normally give these opportunities.
and
I mean.
I think it's that perfect timing for them because they've got international breaks so they can regroup, you know, like just relax now, just take it easy, you know,
Is
and
that
come back
City?
fire. Yeah, City. So it's kind of like you'll see the animal alight, you know, kind of the beast will awaken, you know, I think, come back from the international break. Interesting because obviously we play them second game back. So we play Sheffield United away and then we got Man City at home, you know, so that's going to be a tough one. But given that fixture and given the fact that it's at home, probably both of our form, it's. And it's a derby match, you probably can't really say who's going to win because it's just one of those. We don't have anything to play for. So for that reason, we have nothing to lose coming into that game. But we have a lot to gain. You know, you get a result, your season changes. You know, you can actually kick off. You know, like, yeah, I've got a result against Man City. Man City's aim will be can't fucking lose. Like, yeah, I want to win, but can't fucking lose. If I lose this, then that means I've lost like 5 out of 7.
Well, I mean, they've got Brighton before they play you in the league, so
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
that's
like
so.
it could, that's what I'm saying. So like that game is massive, massive for like them. Big for us because it could be season changing, but no real expectations on that from our side because of how shit we've been.
It was
But
that last year. I can't remember the form of going into the derby when you won last year.
yeah, so last year it was the last year we it was against you lot where our form was shit and then we beat you and then we went on some mad one. But last year we were on good form.
Heading to the derby already, I heard.
Yeah, so that record that you guys have well done against Man City of 4 shots. The previous record was that was Man City against us, and it was 6 shots. So that was at Old Trafford, that game where Grealish scored a header. So they had 6 shots, one on target.
They went 1-0 up as well.
Yeah, they went 1-0 up, but we were having them that game, and then they just scored that one goal.
Wait, is this the goal that should have been offside?
Dude, the Grealish goal.
No. Who was it, Fernandes? The dodge one, the grey area one, where he basically come from a position where he wasn't going to touch the ball, then he touched the ball. Or Rashford was basically running with it without touching it. I can't remember.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, that was an offside because he didn't touch it.
The thing is, now they basically got to make a statement now, isn't it? Before, I'm guessing when they came to Old Trafford, they were in good form. They were obviously, Pep really had a system that he kind of enjoyed and whatnot. I mean, Haaland wasn't firing as much as what he did towards the end of the season, but City are also normally in control when they come to these big games. They're already in some good form. Now it's weird because it feels like in so long that City have got to prove themselves. That's probably not the right phrase, but they've got to kind of come out and make a statement, essentially. You know what I mean?
I think it's weird. I don't think the fixtures favour them.
No.
But, so they've going to have to obviously pull out some big, big results. But interesting, let's see, you know, because Brighton got nothing.
As well, right? His last game of the ban, I believe.
What, the Brighton game?
Yeah, so they lost to Wolves. He wasn't available as the first game. Then
so he'll be back for our game, right?
Yeah, he'll be Yeah, he'll be back for you guys. He'll be back for you guys.
So that, yeah, be interesting. Who knows? I don't know. I got a feeling we can do them, you know, because I don't know. I got a feeling we can do them. So,
touching on United, considering where it's kind of been weird. You needed Muxos to kind of bail you out weirdly. I don't know, man. He saved his job, but he kind of gave him more time. I think, you know, 2 weeks definitely. Good international break came out a weird time. I don't know. I didn't really say about
it. Again, it's like no one really talks about injuries. I think we've had the most injuries probably period that probably any team has probably ever suffered in the Premier League's history. Like we're still on about 12 players injured. Like we get one player back, two go. So we're still 11 players down. That's fucked. Like, you know, like from the start, we've had this issue. 11, I think it peaked to 13 when we had Anthony and Sancho out as well.
Right? Your bench is shit.
It's not even the bench. It's the whole thing is just shit. But when you have that many fucking injuries, I don't think any team can fucking survive off that shit.
The thing is, I'm not concerned. Are you including Anthony and Sancho in the injuries?
No. So Anthony, there was that time when Anthony couldn't play, it went up to 13 players out. But
he wasn't injured though, innit?
Yeah, but still, there's 13 players unavailable. Manager can't still pick them, you know, like because of obviously what's happened. But Sancho has obviously done whatever he's done.
Sancho's not playing anymore anyway.
So again, you're still losing options. You know, Anthony, people rinse him off, but still, like, he's good at what he does. You know, his ball retention is quality. His work rate's amazing. Maybe his output's not the best attacking-wise, but for what he offers for the team, it massively helps. And it's good to have him back into the team because we don't really have another right winger. You know, the only other one that we have is Amad Diallo, who's fucking injured as well, coming back. But, you know, it's just been tough. Like, the defence is... I don't think we've had the same players play like two games in a row, like at the back. So that's obviously the biggest issue at the moment because like Wan-Bissaka got injured, Shaw's been injured, Varane is now injured, Martinez is injured, Lindelof is injured. So last game we had fucking Maguire. He's injured now. We had Maguire and Evans play centre back. Reguilón got injured. That's how many? Seven players just on the back.
Mm.
So seven of our players are injured from the back. So that just shows how fucked it is there. And then we've got a centre back pairing of Maguire and Evans. Good old Leicester City pirate partnership. Partnership. with Amrabat left back and then fucking Dalot right back. Is that it? Is that what the hell, bro? This is madness, bro. You feel like no one really talks about it, but when you actually deep it, like, it's fucked. And obviously, and then Mount was injured, Mount's come back. It's just
Was Casemiro someone?
no, they're not injured.
Oh,
No,
he just came
they're
off for tactical
yeah,
reasons.
he came off. He came off. And then, yeah, and I think, but there are other players there that are probably injured as well. But yeah, so it's been hard. But I think the international break is good for us because we need a bit of break. Get some players back, just relax, take the things of mind off certain things. Got Sheffield United coming up, so you just need to get that over the line win. Hopefully, have some few players coming back. So I think someone like Kobbie Mainoo should be training now, back soon, end of the month. Amad Diallo should be back. I think maybe Lindelof should be back. Wan-Bissaka should be in training now.
It's weird,
So.
but Joe Maguire, obviously, he's going to play for England. He should anyway, really. But considering he'll probably play against Sheffield United, it's probably a good time for him to even get some game time. Do you know what I mean? In a
Yeah,
kind
so
of.
he's actually not been that bad when he plays, which is fair play to him.
He's got
Like,
an assist,
because
didn't he? Did he get an assist?
yeah, assist.
Was.
Finally won a header. But yeah, he's not defensively, he's not actually been that bad. But I think fair play to him. He's kind of just got on with it, and kind of put a performance in. And obviously, I think he needs that for his own confidence.
Yeah, that's what
But
it is. People are going to talk less about him if he does it on the pitch,
yeah, I
basically.
think it's just get on with it. Like
That's
you
it.
you're not playing, fair enough. Like, yeah, look at Sancho. Sancho's not playing. Decided to make a whole hoo-ha of not playing. And then Antony got fucking this whole case that's been put up in it. And then now the case has been lodged. So it's been apparently the case has been dismissed because the person has withdrawn. So there is no case. But literally, he decided to do that 2 days before this whole Antony thing. And if he didn't do that, he would have been playing all those games that Antony had missed week in, week out. And Maguire could easily be a prick and probably do the same thing and just make a statement, come out, say, oh, I'm the hardest trainer, blah, 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 all this kind of shit. There's some players that probably shouldn't be deserved to playing, but I'm not playing, all that kind of shit. He's just shut the fuck up. Injuries have come. Manager's called on him and he's fucking played and that's it, and he's performed. So I've never seen where a player decides to attack or come at the manager for not playing him. Honestly, like in any team, I can't remember a time where someone has actually done that. If they've been benched or if they're sitting on the bench, they just stay quiet. When your chance comes, you fucking play, and that's it. If there's something the manager doesn't see that you're doing too well, you're not fucking doing it too well. You don't fucking question
Worst
what
thing,
the
obviously,
fucking manager's doing.
he's in New York like a week after or a few days after.
Yeah, he's just a toxic character, man. Like
Yeah,
he's
that's now
and
he's gone.
his ego is like is obviously like taking him to a different space in the world now, where like he thinks that he's still right. He's still not apologized to the manager. Obviously, manager's like, fuck it then, you fucking go train by yourself. If you want to carry on disobeying me, I don't want you fucking in and around my team, which is fair enough. He's a 350k player. Manager's looking at him, he's probably thinking, you're not even worth 50k right now in this squad. I don't want to bring you off the bench because you're that shit. So what's the point of having a 350k fucking player sitting on the bench?
Do you think he'll
But I
go
can't even
on?
bring you on. Sorry?
There's reports, obviously, he'll go on loan in January or
Yeah, I
find
think they'll get rid of him. They'll definitely get rid of him. Like,
promise
I
is
don't think they.
he'll have to pay probably half, at least. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I don't know where he'll go, but like he'll go.
I've only
Juventus,
heard reports of like Juve right now, but again,
I think he'll go somewhere like that, Juve or whatever. Like,
Inter or someone, it's
I
kind
don't
of
think he can hack the Premier League. I think he'll just go back to these foreign leagues and just live it out over there, you know, where it's slower.
That's going to take him. The Prem's too, I don't know if powerful is the word. It's just too, you know, robust. You've got to ask so many questions asked to you every game in the Prem.
Yeah, and I think he
Saka's
gets
got
so much
what,
time now as well.
90 games or whatever in a row in the Prem. Like,
Yeah.
these things are not, you've got to be top notch if you're going to be in the Prem now, especially fitness wise as well. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, fitness, that's obviously been the biggest question for Sancho, you know. Fitness, yeah. Doesn't you see it when he plays though? Like, so I don't blame the manager. You know, manager wants to play this high intensity football. 60 minutes in, he's fucking dead, bruv. He's fucking dead, bro. He can't fucking hack it, man. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, you have to defend, you have to be able to go back and forward at the same time. You know, if you're gonna play in that wing position, you can't just stand there like you're Ronaldo or fucking Mbappe or someone and just wait for the ball to come to you and then you do what you want to do.
He can't,
You know,
you have to respect that sort of quality.
yeah, if you want to, that's the style that everyone's playing now. You know, you have to adhere to that. So
It reminds me of similar, you know,
obviously.
when Ozil was under Mourinho, and Mourinho used to always take him off after 60 minutes because he wasn't just in physical shape to
Yeah.
demand, you know, and do what Mourinho is demanding. I'm not saying it's the same scenario. I'm just saying that's
Yeah,
kind of,
100%.
is there anyone else you want to touch on? Chelsea? I mean, Chelsea got some run of form. We've got them next in the league, away from home.
Yeah.
Which is obviously going to be tough. But I don't
I
know,
think
man.
Chelsea looking good now. Like, they're picking up some form. I think, which is good for them because I think they deserve it from their side, because of how difficult it's probably been for them, you know, just trying to get all these new players in, trying to sort.
Bare young players as well. It's not even like older kind of old heads, experienced Premier League players as such. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's like I still don't understand tactical things. Like he's changed a few things. Obviously, played Enzo a bit deeper. Gallagher's a bit forward. Cole Palmer's getting a few games now, looking good. I'm not sure. Nkunku's still out, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jackson. Jackson's obviously got his goal against Burnley. He's looked in all right. They're finding some good form. Obviously, wrong time for us to play him, form-wise. But I think we should go there and get a win. The thing is, I still I don't
I think you have
know.
to, yeah, you have to go for the win, but
100%.
don't be surprised if they win because
It's
that's a
the
fixture
manager.
that obviously.
If he does this, then I ain't gonna be happy. Do you know what I mean? If it's a last minute, all right, cool, well worked goal or something, then fair. But
Because obviously they've got a young team, they've got some amazing talent there as well, and
Alan, yeah.
it's just can it click? And I think the last game it clicked, you know, and then now obviously he's got that international break where he can kind of again they've had not as many injuries as us, but they've had some injuries too. So
Yeah.
some players come back, probably do some bit of technical analysis again. Nothing to lose. Same like the Man United, Man City game that's coming up. Chelsea in the same spot, nothing to lose. You know, like if all to gain though, Arsenal a lot to lose, not really much probably to gain on that front. So if Arsenal come out with a draw, I wouldn't say that's a bad result. But yeah, it comes back to the point obviously that made before that if Liverpool probably going into that game, you know, they come out with the result. You know, so I think Arsenal is.
They played Chelsea first game of
Yeah,
this
first game of the season. Yeah, so first game of the season is always a bit dodgy as well because it's the
quarter.
first game of the season. You never
Yeah,
know.
exactly. You don't
But
know what to expect.
I think obviously since then Chelsea have gone down, Liverpool have gone up, so they've both gone in different directions. But yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. I think Chelsea will shut up shop at the back and then obviously try to catch you on the break. But obviously it's a stadium that historically Arsenal have never really got a result until like recent years.
The last two seasons we've won there, so
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
but yeah, historically, yeah, we always get bumped in,
historically, yeah,
but
historically there you get bumped. So
Drogba FC, bro.
yeah, it's obviously from Arsenal's perspective, yeah, the last couple of years, I think you've both done well, but it's a different unit now. It's a different team compared to what you probably saw last year. There's a lot less pace.
If they play, I don't know. If we, let's say we have Saka back, they're playing still Colwell. Colwell or left back. He's just a weird one. So if that
Yeah, I don't
happens,
know what is Chilwell out for.
I think Chilwell's out, and obviously Cucurella's playing right back now, because obviously Gusto's on a red card. James is still out. I don't know if he's
Yeah.
back. He might be back. But let's say he's not back. Yeah, James Cucurella playing right back the last two games. So that's where I kind of see where we can get out of them, really. And their defense is not, their midfield, sorry, is not had the number of games they probably need to kind of get some fitness. It's really been the same players as well. Gallagher, Caicedo, since he's obviously coming in, Enzo. It's a good midfield, but lacks a bit of creativity in the final third. And
Yeah,
then
and I think
it's Nkunku,
he's
isn't
trying to push Enzo up. Yeah, and obviously they've lost Nkunku.
it?
They've got option of Lavia there as well. So if they really want to box that off and make it a really doggedy kind of midfield, that probably physically looks fucking immense. They could put Lavia in there, and there's probably not, if that clicks, there's probably not many midfields out there that can probably physically compete with those three.
Well, Cole Palmer's obviously coming into good form as well. So they, I
Yeah, I
mean,
think that's a good one there. I think he looks good. I think
he
they
looks
need that.
good as well. So they might
He's
actually put
a
him.
clean, tidy player. And obviously Jackson got a good goal, so he's got Sterling's doing all right.
Sterling's doing decent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they got nothing to lose. I think a lot to gain, but I think it's the same, literally the same. That fixture and the Man United, Man City one, and those. When teams are in that spot, they're the worst to probably play because it's never as simple as just let's go there and win, because it's never is the case. Especially when they've just been on shit form, then they've got this little glimmer of hope. And then for us, we've got one game and then we play Man City, but you guys go straight into that. So,
The
yeah.
thing is, you don't want essentially especially for, let's say, United and Chelsea to kind of make this their game that they change their momentum and change.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they're going to be looking for.
They're going
That
to
is what
Yeah,
they'll be looking for. Yeah.
that's what. Yeah, long is
So
long.
both managers will be like, "Look, we've been fucking shit. We've played well last game. We fucking win today. That's it. We can beat the fucking world." And that's exactly what both managers will say. Like Ten Hag and Poch, they'll be both be saying in those both games, that we win today. And I think from our say, if we win the next game, Man City win the next game, then we beat Man City, we're only 3 points off Man City. So at the moment we're 6 points behind Man City, but then if let's say both of us win the next game and then we play each other, we beat them, we're 3 points behind. So from where we were to
It
this
looks better. Yeah, it looks a lot better, really.
like shambolic state, yeah, where it's like fucking World War fucking three, it looks like it's coming out Old Trafford or something. But to where we could be in 2 weeks time, it looks completely different. But yeah, I think managers will be saying exactly the same thing. And I think probably similar situation Chelsea, because I think we're only like 1 point behind, or
Yeah,
sorry, 1 point ahead of Chelsea.
1 point ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a good game, very good game.
I think they've scored more goals than you and conceded less.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Really,
We've not
really
scored that
good.
many goals, and we concede too many.
The problem is when United is bad, it's bad. Like
Yeah.
it's shocking. Chelsea, they kind of get with maybe 1-0 loss or 2-0 loss or something. Yours is
Yeah.
it's not. You know what I
It's
mean?
like
It's bad.
floodgates.
Yeah, it is. That's the problem. Because United
Yeah.
obviously want to get back into the game so quickly, whereas then it just
They
kind of falls
just
apart.
lose that composure. Like
Yeah, that's it.
it's just
That's it.
like you go 1-0 down, okay, fine, you're 1-0 down. You're not 5-0 down, like but the way they act like they're fucking 5-0 down.
It's gone, yeah,
And
that's it, game's done.
And it's just like, all right, cool, like you're 1-0, like you got more than enough time, bring it in, you know, back into the game, and you know, you can take it from there. It's not really that hard. But they seem to make a meal of things unnecessarily.
All right. Before we wrap it up, Jane, I've got a few questions. Yeah. Number one, are you making it out of the group?
What, Champions League?
Obviously, looking is looking.
We're making out the
Yes.
group, man. We're making out the group, mate.
You're not.
We are.
Oh, you are. Is that still the Europa League, right?
So we got to play Copenhagen next away.
Twice,
Have to,
back to
yeah, have
back.
to win that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think away is going to be mental, bro, that one. But I think, so how does it work? Do we play? So it goes Premier League, then Champions League, right? Champions League second week, isn't it? It's not first week back, is it?
It's first
Or is it
week back.
first week?
It's
Oh,
first
is it
week.
first week back?
Yeah.
Yeah,
You'll
that's gonna be better
have
for us.
you said, and then you'll have Copenhagen, and then you'll have City.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be better for us because I'd rather play Sheffield than go Copenhagen than Man City than Copenhagen.
Got Copenhagen at home anyway, so it's not that traveling
Is it at
worry.
home or away?
At home,
Okay.
so you'll be fine. There won't be
Yeah,
no
so
traveling.
is it a nice fixture to get some points.
That's
I
it,
think even from the first game that we played Bayern, like if we were, I'd say 25% better, we come out with a result out of that game against Bayern. You know, like Bayern weren't all that, they weren't amazing, but
if Onana don't make the mistakes here, then you kind of come out there with something on the board, isn't it? Or even a win. I don't know. I can't remember the standard.
100%. No. They're all shit. Like they're not shit, but like say if that was Man United last season, like the way we were playing last season, we would win. We would come out with a result. We'd win. You know, like, but like yeah, mistakes and obviously again, same old shit. Not being able to take our chances in that first 10, 15 minutes, and then we end up ruining them.
Galatasaray was a problem, wasn't it? Nana making mistake, Casemiro coming off.
Yeah. I think yeah, that Onana just is a
Lucky then
calamity.
missed the penalty. Then it's
That
2-2.
was a calamity.
Haaland's got a sick goal. Then I don't know what the hell happened. They called you up somehow. Icardi misses a penalty. Then he chips Onana. I don't know, like he's a toddler or something, bro. I don't understand. Too much has
Yeah.
happened within one game for.
This guy, he just needs to like relax now and just. I think I would have dropped him, but then it's hard because when a goalkeeper's making mistakes, their confidence is low.
You need to
Goalkeepers are
play
very
enough.
unique. They're very unique individuals. Like they rely massively on confidence,
Yeah,
huge
that's
on confidence. If their confidence are high, they will look fucking amazing. Like if their confidence is rock bottom, they will do the loppiest fucking shit. And like if you take them out of the game, and like sub them or bench them, then their confidence goes fucking in the bin, bro. So like trying to rebuild that confidence again is hard.
if you had De Gea, I think he would have been dropped on the bench. I
Who?
think if you had De Gea on the bench, I think he would have been
I
dropped.
don't know, man. But I don't know because like you don't really drop a goalkeeper because it's like especially one that you've signed. Like
No, but
you've got to.
he would come out like Carabao Cup. He's played every game. Do you know what I mean? He's played every game.
Yeah, and the reason why he's played every game because he wants him to build his confidence up.
Agreed,
He
agreed, yeah.
wants him to get that form. So like I agree with that. Like I want him to keep playing, you know, like he needs those saves, like those clean sheet or whatever the fuck it is. Like he needs
Well, he needs
something. He needs,
saves quickly.
yeah, like saves, clean sheets, like he needs all of that. You know, so like he needs that confidence. And doesn't matter who it is, like who they're playing at the moment. But yeah, like if Onana came into the game, into our team firing, doing bits, then he wouldn't have played those Carabao Cup games because then the other guy would have played. But because that's not the case, like he's had to obviously swap it, change the tactics a bit, and obviously he plays every game.
Ever since he told Man to calm down at the Emirates, man, that's it. He needs to calm down himself. He's been all over
Who?
the Onana. No more.
When did he
Arsenal scored quick time. Yo, he was blitzing. He goes, calm down. And now, since then, he's not been able to calm down himself. man. It is what it is. I think we'll wrap it up there, you know. I think we'll wrap it up there. Obviously, the next episode, we'll probably do one next week. I don't know if it'll be on another topic or something random before the next game week, or we'll do a preview of some sort. But yeah, just appreciate you guys listening. If you have any comments and whatnot, drop us on our Instagram. Drop us anything you want, comments and advice or whatever you need, and we'll see you on the next one. Cheers.